Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
From the unexplained to the mundane, come join us on a journey to the fringe.
Hello and welcome to Journey to the Fringe, where we just got so many assholes that we decided we need to rank them. We are your judgmental podcast hosts, Taylor and Chelsea, here today with an episode that is about 5 years in the making, I think.
Oh yeah, at least. Maybe more.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably our life's work right here.
It is. Oh no. So soon.
And I may have just put too much pressure on us for this one. But here's what we got, guys. We've decided we've covered so many individuals that we needed to just kind of like put a list together and see how they stack up to each other to see who is the biggest asshole that we covered. Now, we have come up with a scoring system. We have each done our own list, ranking everybody. We are going to go through my list from the bottom to the top, everybody that we've done episodes on. And we've also done a neutral AI list so that we can kind of see if we're doing what's a reasonable interpretation, or at least what other people might think when they're looking at this kind of list.
Yeah, at least AI.
At least AI. A perfectly normal human being.
Yeah.
I don't think we captured everybody that we could have put on this list. We captured most.
Yeah.
There's quite a few people who could have made the list, but they're going to get their own episode at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Also, corporations didn't make the list.
Which is
broadly
sad.
Speaking. Yes, but we actually also talked about it kind of being its own thing.
Yeah, we also know that they all scored a perfect 50, every single one of them.
Yeah, especially Chevron.
Yeah. Especially all of them.
But we've got a list of 49 to go through still. With that said, we're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. This is going to be a several episode thing, so strap yourselves in for it. Get ready. Yeah. Everybody, this score is out of 50 with five categories that got scored out of 10. First category is deception and fabrication, which measures how much the person knowingly invents, falsifies, or manipulates evidence, with a high score, indicating outright hoaxes, admitted fabrications, staged photos, fake documents, and a low score with speculative storytelling, exaggerations, or sincere but misguided beliefs. Next, we have harm, assesses the degree of damage they cause, psychological, financial, social, or cultural. With a high score, there's deaths, ruined lives, or severe paranoia or abuse. Low scores, they're mostly harmless for entertainment or folklore with little real-world damage. Next is grift, which focuses on how shamelessly they monetize their claims. High scores, aggressive pipelines of books, courses, merch, paywalls, or scams. A low score, minimal monetization, occasional publishing or appearances. Legacy evaluates how lasting their influence is, whether their nonsense still shapes UFO lore or fringe culture today. With a high score, myths that endure for decades, inspire movements, or shape pop culture. Low scores are short-lived notoriety, forgotten figures, or niche impact. And the last one, which we kind of added on, or not last minute, but later on, is vibes. It's just, do they give off asshole vibes?
Yeah.
And I don't think I need to give any more for that one. I think that's simple enough.
Vibes are pretty much self-explanatory.
But again, somebody who gives off asshole vibes might not be that high on the list, because maybe they're not actually doing asshole things, but they seem like assholes.
Yeah.
With these all combined, we get a score out of 50. If it's below 20, I think consensus is that they might actually not be an asshole. If it's 20 to 29, they're fringe storytellers or pranksters getting into asshole territory, maybe so questionable. 30 to 39, classic grifters and hoaxers, who definitely are assholes, and at the highest, probably in our Hall of Fame at that point, 40 to 50. Now, Chelsea, are you ready to get going with this thing?
I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
And I will say, we would love to hear from everybody who listens how you would rank these individuals.
Yeah.
If you think that we've ranked somebody too high or too low, or if you think that we've omitted somebody that should have been on this list, please let us know.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. I think we can do this annually with people added to the list. And I said 49, it's only 48. I had to do a change there. Bottom of my list, Paul Benowitz, who makes many appearances. First, season 2, episode 17. Also, season 3, episode 46. And also the John Lear episodes, but I forgot to list where that took place.
Benowitz was, I think he was an engineer, actually, who believed he was intercepted. And I say that without having listened to that episode, so don't hold too much weight in what I just said there. He believed he was intercepting alien signals near Kirtland Air Force Base. His most notable achievement was inadvertently sparking one of the most influential UFO conspiracy threads of the 1980s. His biggest asshole actions are complicated. He spread paranoia through his claims, but he was also a victim of government disinformation, which drove him into psychological collapse.
He got an overall score of 5 from me, and it's basically he got a 1 right across the board. I don't think he was deceiving anybody, and at most you can say he was naive, but even the amount of government force put against him, I don't think you can even say he was naive. I don't get bad vibes. If anything, he might just be a guy who you get I need to bully him vibes from, because apparently multiple people that we've covered have felt that from him, which is anti-asshole. Pretty much all the harm he did was to himself. I don't think he made any money. And you might score slightly higher in legacy just because Dulce's still out there. But I don't think you can put that legacy on him either. I think that's going to come much higher on the list.
He's not the bottom of my list, actually, because I have a few people I was unable to fill out, which we'll discuss in a little bit. When the rankings come out, we'll compare them with Taylor. But he's not the lowest on my list, and I agree with everything you're saying. Where I gave him points was deception and fabrication, not through any fault of his own, obviously. And harm, I did do a little bit, because Paul Benowitz did write a book with all the disinformation that he was being fed. That disinformation is out in the world, like Dulce and stuff like that, mostly sparking from that book that he put out, which was fed to him by other people. So that's where he got points with me, because I feel like there was a little bit of harm with that done. I do know people who do refer back to stuff like that as proof that stuff like that exists. That's where he gets all his points from me. That's why he ranked not the lowest on my list, because I did give him a few points for harm and deception and fabrication.
Okay. AI, he is third from the bottom of their list with a score of 25.
25?
Yeah.
Where'd he get his points from with AI? Did they use the same scale?
Yeah. Copilot says that Benowitz scores high in harm and legacy because his paranoia seeded UFO lore and ended tragically. But his deception and vibes are low. He wasn't malicious, just misled. His grift is minimal since he didn't profit.
Yeah.
He's held back because he was more victim than a perpetrator. And see, I do get where they're coming from on that.
Yeah,
but I'm going to attribute those scores somewhere else that we're going to see way later on this list.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with how they gave the scoring. I just don't think he scores that high. However, maybe I didn't give him enough for the information that he put out into the world based on what he was being fed by government agents. So
I think we're all going to have a different approach to this list. So
yeah.
I think it's pretty straightforward on that.
I just don't think he's an asshole because of it.
No, I agree. And that's why I attribute it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Next up on my list at 47 is Edgar Cayce.
Yeah.
Showing up in season 2, episodes 22, 23, and 24. And by extension, several episodes after that, if you want to believe some people. Also known as the Sleeping Prophet, became famous for his trance readings on health, spirituality, and prophecy. His achievement was building a massive following and founding institutions that still exist today. His asshole factor lies in exploiting followers with unverifiable medical and spiritual claims, encouraging people to substitute his readings for evidence-based practices. The highest he scored in for me was legacy, and I should say before we get too far, I gave him a 9. I don't think he really was trying to deceive people.
I don't think so either.
I gave him very low vibes, but also I think we're going to run into this with people pre-video, that they're going to have different vibe scoring than everybody else.
I didn't even think about that.
I think he did have some harm just with putting out psychic readings that we're never going to really know for sure if he harmed anyone, which gave him a 2. I gave him a 2 because he was accepting some payment. I forget for sure, but I think he was accepting some payments for his readings, and he did end up with an institute, so I think he got some money from somewhere. And at the end of the day, he did get a 3 in legacy, because I do think he's probably, if you're going to name prophets, the sleeping prophet's going to be high on that list, although it's something that has really fallen off.
I have the same score. I had him high in legacy over anything. I don't think that he was purposely deceiving or fabricating or anything. Vibes are 0. Harm, I agree with you, actually. I might put him up on harm, maybe a 0.5, because you don't really know because of the times, I guess. There was no Reddit to be like, Edgar Cayce reading gone wrong.
I know, and really, the people that talk about him are people who love him. There's not a lot of Cayce detractors out there, so I don't think you're ever going to know that.
Yeah, I think it's just a time where, you know, it's just, I don't know. You see so much hate. He's very low on my list. He's tied with Benowitz.
And surprisingly, he is 27th on the co-pilot list.
I love that they took the ranking so seriously, because I like start with 3 and go 11, 13, 14 for totals, and they start out at 25.
Nobody is not an asshole that we've covered in its co-pilot's mind. Edgar Cayce is 27th on the list with a 35.
Wow.
He is a certified asshole, according to Copilot. He scores high in legacy for shaping New Age prophecy. I get that. Don't think New Age prophecy is that big. And I think we have bigger names in New Age prophecy that we're going to talk about later.
I agree with that. Yeah.
His deception is moderate. Visions and readings were unverifiable. His grift was steady, monetizing through followers. His vibes were middling, seen as kindly but misleading. He's held back by a moderate harm, since his influence was cultural rather than destructive.
I don't know that I agree with that, yeah.
Next up on my list is John Zegras, who is also the man from Torrid. He comes from season 2, episode 39.
Okay, what ranking do you have him?
I have him 46th.
Mine's at 27.
Really?
Yeah, because I have him at a 10 for deception and fabrication.
I guess true enough. I just didn't think it was that big a deception.
He was saying he came from a country that didn't exist. Oh, we need to read what he is. Hold
yeah.
on. John Zegras is the alleged man from Torrid, a supposed traveler from a non-existent country. His achievement was inspiring one of the most enduring urban legends of anomalous identity. His asshole actions are minimal, fabricating a story that misled audiences, but with little exploitation or harm beyond myth-making. Yeah.
I gave him a 10 overall. He's 46th on my list. He got 2 across the board. Yeah, he deceives. Yeah, he's got weird vibes, especially when you're reading the story. I gave him a 2 just because, I don't know, maybe there's harm in the story. I don't know. Probably more than the Benowitz story. And that's, whenever I have a 1, I have to compare anything that's low. It compares to that. And I think it wasn't quite there. There has to be some sort of grift attached to this. I don't know what it
exactly
is, but I gave him a 2 there. And I gave it a 2 for legacy just because it's a story that comes up, but it doesn't buttress anybody's arguments for anything.
Yes. Yes.
Like that we're going to get later on.
Yeah. So I gave him 10 for deception because it's obviously made up. I gave him an 8 for vibes because who makes up a story like that? Harm, low, 3. Grift, 4, because like he's gone on radio shows and stuff like that. And then legacies 2, because exactly, like who goes back to this?
I'm not sure if John Zegras actually exists, so that is why it's so low.
Right, where did he come from? I can't remember. That's another one I didn't listen
to. I know, I had to go back and listen to it.
So many assholes, so little time.
And this one actually, Copilot matched. John Zegras is 46 on their list, although with a 20.
Oh, this is the first one we've even come close to. And I feel like it'll be very few and far in between.
Oh no, it didn't give me the reasoning on this one. So we'll never know for sure. But the guy's an asshole. Just kind of, though, per Copilot. So we'll move on from there.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because they got basically my total.
All right, Chelsea, next on my list, somebody that we covered very recently, Emanuel Swedenborg, season 5, episode 94. Swedenborg was an 18th century mystic and theologian who claimed visions of heaven and communications with spirits. His achievement was founding a theological movement that influenced mysticism and philosophy. So I gave him, he's 45th overall on my list with an 11. And I should say he's tied with 45.
Okay, he's at the bottom of mine too with
an 8. But I do think just looking at the two names, Swedenborg should be below the next name.
So mine would be about 45 because I have those two that are not ranked yet. I got a little overzealous there. I mean, I gave him an 8.
I gave him a 1 on deception. Just because he was doing it from his dreams, it's really hard to say that he was trying to pull a fast one on anybody. I get weird vibes from him,
yeah.
But it's mostly because of how much he was into minerals and his own dreams. But not that high of vibes, like a 2, like I said. I do think there's some harm that came from him, like the fact that his followers did get some repercussions in Sweden, and he did make money off his books, so I gave him a 3, and I gave him a 3 for legacy. He's the foundation of a lot of ideas, but very few people actually know that he's the foundation for these ideas, and they have changed so much for saying that you met enemies from other planets.
I think that your reasoning is much more logical for what you scored him than what I had. I don't even want to go over mine because I think yours is much more accurate. I gave him a 1 in harm, but now that you say that, I forgot that his followers were punished.
You can't really blame him for that. Like, you gotta blame Swedish law at the time, too.
He's still implicated in it because it's his, right? So...
Yeah, but it wasn't even him. He was writing in English, and then the books were being brought back by followers in Sweden. Like, he was trying to do everything he could to avoid it.
Which is why it's low. I had him low, too,
yeah.
But I forgot about that. So I might push him up 1.
He falls 41st on Copilot's list with a 30. They give a low asshole factor because he didn't monetize heavily, but his fabricated visions misled followers and created doctrinal confusion that persists today, giving him an overall score of 30.
I'm disturbed that you still haven't gotten to the person that's on the bottom of my list yet.
I'm very curious who you're going to have at the bottom of your list, and I frankly am astonished at who Copilot put at the bottom of their list.
Have we gotten to it yet?
No, it's not going to be for a long time either. Well, I shouldn't say a long time. He's coming up, but it's pretty far away.
I wonder if it's the same one I put at the bottom of my list.
At number 44, I have Travis Walton.
Okay, that's the bottom of my list. Walton claimed to have been abducted by aliens in 1975, a story that became a best-selling book, and the film Fire in the Sky. His achievement was creating one of the most famous abduction narratives in UFO history. He profited from the story and misled audiences, but his case is less exploitive than others and remains more folklore than fraud.
And that's what Copilot said, giving him a ranking of 37th on its list with a score of 33.
He did profit off it.
He did profit. That's his highest score for me.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even fill out Grift.
I gave him a 4.
He might be tied with Paul Benowitz and Edgar Cayce with me on this. Honestly, I don't want to believe he's grifting, though. But he has profited off of it.
He has definitely profited. In fact, that's how he makes pretty much all his income.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky, huge story. I would put it at a 3. Okay, yeah. So he's tied for me for bottom with Benowitz and Cayce.
And that's the biggest part for me. I can't fault him for profiting from this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is a category, and he did score higher because that's where his income's coming from, is this story.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, yeah, I'm going to give him a 3 for growth.
I gave him a 12, again, 44th on the list.
Whiff will give me a 3. Though, to me, he doesn't have a legacy of, as an asshole. Like, overall...
See, I said he had a legacy of a 2 just because this is a very famous UFO story.
Shit.
And that's actually where his grift comes from, is the legacy of the stories. It's really weird.
Right.
I know.
Now that you say that, he's moving up on my list from Lost. Son of a bitch. Okay.
Next up on the list at 43, I have the Weekly World News.
I have them at 39.
This tabloid became famous for sensational headlines like "That Boy Found in Cave" and countless UFO cryptids and paranormal stories. Its achievement was shaping pop culture, perception of fringe claims, blending satire with pseudoscience in a way that entertained millions. I gave it, overall, a 12. It tied with Travis Walton. It got very high in deception and fabrication because that's literally what it is.
Mine's at 10. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it should have been there. I gave it a 7 just because I don't think it's that bad a deception compared to other people on the list.
It's not. So to me, like, it was all deception. So that was a 10. So it scored way lower points for other things because in the vibes, it got a 0 because they were
I gave it
vibes.
A 0 for vibes too.
Yeah. So that's where it evened out on mine.
I gave it a 1 for harm, because I feel like some people might have thought it was real, but I don't think many. I had to give it 1 for grift, just because it was a paid subscription, like you bought it at the store. But even then, when it went online, it was free for a while. It is trying to monetize it to keep it afloat, but it's still minimal.
But it had to make money to continue to provide the like wonderful entertainment that it did, which I can't fault it, really. It's just filling a void that people need to fill.
And I gave it a 3 for legacy, just because it does have that nostalgia in my mind. But at the same time, when we were going through the episodes, you could see the underpinnings of the fake news we see today from it.
Oh yeah.
Just in their pure form.
It was the original.
In their fun form.
Other than Town Crier.
Copilot put it at 36 with a score of 34. And it says its asshole factors come from fabricating stories that blurred satire and fact, misleading casual readers, and trivializing genuine inquiry while profiting from sensationalism. They give it a 9 for legacy, which I think is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Because let's be honest, we do all know who Bat Boy is. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like Bat Boy shows up anywhere else, you know?
And that's the holding code. Like, the whole thing is, like, it can't be, like, a generally known thing.
Yeah, like, everyone knows Bat Boy, but it's not like it was the taking off point for where Bat Boy the Cryptid came from. Like, everybody knows Bat Boy's not real. Even though he's lived a whole lifetime. He's gone to Afghanistan. Taylor Swift is carrying his baby. I
can't quite remember how that works out.
Like that,
there was
a
whole lot of stuff going on. Man, that was a fun nostalgia episode.
Yeah, I know.
Episodes.
I know, that was so good. I don't think we said it. That was just covered this year in season 5, episode 74.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, we should
74 and 76.
We should have had the names of them ready to go, but we can't be
We're
that
doing good. It on the spreadsheet. That's really hard. Next up, 42nd on the list is Mother Shipton.
Oh, I have her really low too. She's ranked on mine 44.
Season 3, episode 12. Yeah, we're right around the same spot, 43, 44. I don't think the score's gonna be that different.
That is one that I listened halfway through.
Hey, me too. I hope it didn't turn halfway through.
I have to tell you, listening to Mother Shipton, I was like, wow, I remember when we did the opening news article on our actual episodes. It was like a little bit of nostalgia for me before we broke it out to a mini.
And just a breaking the fourth wall here, it was something that kind of shook us to our core when we took that away and we're like, how do you start an episode just with theme songs?
It's true. But now I think it's a beautiful thing. And I wouldn't want to go back. But just listening to it that way, I was like, wow. And then the episode starts like after that. And so I was like a little bit taken aback. I was like, what's going on? But anyhow, Shipton is a legendary English prophetess whose prophecies were largely fabricated posthumously. Her achievement is enduring folklore status, with her name attached to centuries of predictions. Her asshole factor is modest. Her myth was exploited by later promoters, misleading audiences, but functioning more as entertainment than fraud.
Copilot, with that description, put her at 46. She's actually very low on there.
Wow.
But they gave her a 26, so she's still an asshole.
We're coming up all in the same, whether or not they...
She's a tragic character.
She is.
Like, when you listen to it, you kind of get the vibes from if you listen to it back in the day. Oh, yeah, woman brought up in a brothel, evil woman. You're like, no, it's just the circumstances of her life that really make everybody mean to her. And that's where everything came from. And even the stories about her didn't come out until a century after her. So.
Yeah, no, I just really felt bad for her.
I gave her a 6 in legacy, and that's not her own doing.
Yes.
It's stories that come later.
It's legend.
Yeah.
It's the legend that was built around her.
And, like, she made up stories. I got to assume that. And that's, I gave her a 3 in deception.
Yeah.
That's everything else is 2s.
Mine's pretty much exactly the same. Me and you are pretty much neck and neck.
Matching the bottom.
Yeah.
I think we have agreement in who's not assholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because these are all below 20s.
Mother Shipton definitely, by her own means, I don't think is an asshole. She's a little bit more up there in legacy because of the cult status she's kind of gotten around her, but it's not through any of her own doing.
Okay, Chelsea, next up on my list, and sorry, I don't know if I said it, I gave her 15 overall. Again, clearly not an asshole.
Mine's an 11.
Yeah, she is punished by her circumstances and talked about later in life. So.
Yeah, which is actually pretty sad.
Yeah.
It's like a Benowitz, actually.
Next up, coming in at number 41 on my list is Dee Dee Holmes, coming from season 4, episode 65. Holmes was a Victorian-era medium famous for levitations and seance tricks. His achievements were captivating elite audiences and becoming one of the most famous spiritualists of his time. I have him with an 18 overall, with the highest being Grift. He got a 6 in Grift.
I have him pretty hard. And I just have to admit here, between me and you, I really get him mixed up with A.J. Holmes.
Yeah, and those are very different vibes that you're going to get from
those. Very different vibes. So it took me a while to remember who he was. He's at a 35 for me because he's one away from the Fox sisters, who to me are very, very similar. They ran the same grift. So I had him at a 10 for deception.
I had him actually fairly low in deception. I gave him a 3,
really?
Which is higher than pretty much everything except the Weekly World News we've had. And the reason that's so much lower than we're going to see with the Fox sisters later on is because the Fox sisters later admit all of their hoax. So I can't say for sure he didn't believe what he was doing.
Huh. Interesting take on that, because I would say, wouldn't that make him a bigger asshole for not admitting to it?
Yeah, and especially with, like, the levitation stuff that he would do. I might rethink that.
It's interesting that it kind of puts us at different levels because we're interpreting it a little bit differently, which is the fun of it.
And I also don't get weird vibes from him.
I
always love that he had, like, people around to notarize everything. There were affidavits always signed at his shows that they were fantastic.
I forgot about that. But because of that, he gets weird vibes from me. Because, and it's
I forgot about the notary thing when I was scoring. Maybe it would have been a little higher.
It's the same with the Fox sisters. They're taking advantage of that spiritual movement. And around that time frame, they're all doing kind of a very similar grift. So they're all kind of playing off each other. They know what they're doing. It's rapping. It's levitating. It's clearly made up stuff. That was all the rage at the time. So it definitely was a timely thing as well. So I gave him higher asshole vibes as well.
Like I said, the only thing that really held him back for me is, like, he kept up the grift his whole life, so it's hard to say he thought it was a grift. And maybe he could actually levitate. I doubt it.
The funny thing for me here is I gave him lower harm. I still gave him a 5 because obviously he's taking money from people, but scored lower on the vibes because I don't feel like it was that harmful. It was just taking
money from the rich.
It was the entertainment at the time, right? It was like, I want to go see a movie, take my money. So he's not like a villain in anything like that to me, because he was entertaining and taking advantage of that.
And Copilot has him at a 34, actually very close to Chelsea.
No!
And in 34th. His asshole factors come from exploiting grief and curiosity with fraudulent performances, monetizing deception while presenting himself as a genuine medium. I should also say, I think this might be the first time it becomes apparent. I didn't listen to Dee Dee Holmes' episodes again for doing this list.
Neither did I, but I remember him.
And weirdly enough, I do find when I re-listened to episodes, the score went up significantly, because apparently you just forget some of the asshole stuff people do.
It's true. I mean, especially when we're looking back. Back at, where are we right now?
This is the late 1800s.
We're in season
4, episode 65. So we're talking about August of last year.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but I remember his vibe. So that's why his vibe scored an 8 for me.
Okay, and this is the last person on my list, Chelsea, who isn't an asshole, as it's the last score below 20. And Chelsea, how many more on your list are below 20?
I have below 20. How many are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, you've got quite a few. Well, this is my last one who's
an
asshole.
12, because I was counting one at 20.
And yeah, I have one who just barely crept up. I love the guy, but anyhow, we'll get to him when we get to him. Last one I have at 40th with a score is Gary McKinnon, the man who hacked NASA, season 2, episode 38.
Oh yeah, I have him very low too. I actually really like Gary.
I know.
McKinnon became infamous as the UFO hacker after breaking into NASA and U.S. military computers in the early 2000s, claiming he was searching for evidence. I'm going to say the early 2000s, claiming he was searching for evidence of extraterrestrial technology. His achievement was exposing vulnerabilities in government systems and sparking global headlines about UFO secrecy.
Overall, I have him at a 19. The highest thing he scored is a 6 in Legacy.
Yep.
Because he is somebody who's remembered and it gets talked about a lot in UFO circles. But he doesn't actually make the UFO round. He hasn't really profited off this. I get weird vibes from him, but like not
totally
in like necessarily a bad way.
Just like nerd vibes, like just weird.
Yeah.
Like I live in a basement vibe, I think.
He did hack a government mainframe, so he got a 4 in harm, but he didn't do anything bad.
Completely on with that. And I think it's gone actually from like they're scoring low because you just feel bad for them to like,
yeah,
he's scoring low because like he's a good guy and I like him.
And funny enough, Copilot agrees too. He's 39th on their list at a 32.
Another one that I tied with AI. I have 3 ties with AI.
That is hilarious.
Which is weird. I'm on my ranking.
That is where we finish off with the total agreement. They are not assholes. So yeah. I think this is where we're going to cut the list. And next week, we're going to continue on.
Starting with some assholes.
The actual start of the asshole list.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot to go through.
I'm just shouting out my ranking.
I've been Taylor, here with Chelsea. We are Journey to the Fringe. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Journey to the Fringe. If you have liked what you have listened to, please like, share, subscribe, or follow, depending on what venue you are listening to us through. Also, please, if possible, leave a 5-star review, as that really helps us in the algorithms. Should you wish to interact with us, please check us out on your social media of choice. I bet you we are there. And if you really want to communicate with us and give us ideas for new episodes or tell us that we're wrong and terrible, either way, please send us an email at journeytothefringe@gmail.com. For now, I'll see you in the next episode.